Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. February is American Heart Month. We're going to learn today more about why poor managed high cholesterol is a significant public health concern, extremely significant. It's a threat, in fact. And today we're fortunate to have Catherine Lorimon. Hi, Catherine. How are you on the line?
Hi.
Are you okay? You doing okay?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right, good. So your cholesterol must be in good shape then, I imagine. But at one point, maybe it wasn't, I heard. The FH
That's
Foundation,
true.
What's FH stand for? What is that?
Familial hypercholesterolemia. Say that three times quickly.
All right, well, we'll introduce the doctor, and then we're going to try to figure out exactly what does that mean. Dr. Pam Taub. Hi, Dr. Taub. How are you today?
Great.
Good. You're a cardiologist at the University of California, San Diego. Dr. Taub, why don't we ask you a question first? Maybe you can tell us what contributes to high cholesterol and the risks surrounding it. Vegan. Mm-hmm.
Well, you set the stage wonderfully by talking about heart disease, and heart disease is the number one killer worldwide. And the typical risk factors for heart disease are centered around lifestyle, such as what you're eating, how much you're exercising. And one of the most important modifiable risk factors is the LDL cholesterol or the bad cholesterol levels. And this is a number that we want to be lowering to as low levels as possible. There's another parameter in the cholesterol profile that we want to also be looking at, and that's the HDL cholesterol, or the good cholesterol. And this is a number that we want to be as high as possible. So LDL is the lousy cholesterol that we want to get to low numbers, and HDL is the good cholesterol that we want to get to high numbers. So HDL, H for high, LDL, L for low. So the typical risk factors that we work on modifying are centered around lifestyle. But there are many people that have a genetic predisposition to high cholesterol. And for these people, lifestyle modification alone is not enough. And these are the patients that have conditions such as familial hypercholesterolemia, which Catherine has. And for these patients, we have to be thinking about pharmacologic therapy to lower their cholesterol levels even further.
Uh-huh. You know, Dr. Taub, I did like, just because it's a good slang word, lousy, I think you said. I like that because I always am confused of which one is which. So I don't think I'm ever going to forget it now. Is that right? L is for not such a good one. Lousy.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Catherine, let me ask you a question. Can you tell us about other factors that can lead to high cholesterol?
Well, most people do, when they think of high cholesterol, they think of what they eat. But for over 30 million people around the world, or one in 250 people, it's not really about what you eat. It's about the fact that you have a genetic condition. And for those people like myself who were born with familial hypercholesterolemia, we have high cholesterol from birth. And that means that our arteries are bathed in the lousy cholesterol, and it actually makes our arteries stiff and clogged, and then that leads to premature cardiovascular disease. I had a heart attack at the age of 39, and that is not uncommon. Where the families that you know who run thin, you know, eat relatively healthy, and nevertheless, there's a pattern of heart disease in our families. And for people like myself, early diagnosis is key, and medical management is a must.
Do you think, I mean, like, you know, I'm a grandpa, so I had my daughter, do pediatricians check your cholesterol for babies and younger people?
It's such a great question, and they should. It's actually part of the national guidelines. The Associations of Pediatrics recommends that anyone with a family history of cardiovascular disease actually have their kids checked at the age of 2, again between the ages of 9 and 11, and then as young adults. But we know in the United States, unfortunately, that those screenings are not occurring. And that really is part of the problem, where 90% of the people in the United States who are born with familial hypercholesterolemia do not realize they have it until they've already had some kind of event, or often they never know, and they end up sadly dying from heart disease, not understanding that there's so much they could have done, and really that they could have gotten their family screened as well, because each person who has FH, every family member in their family has a 50% chance of also having it.
Uh-huh. Dr. Taub, what can people do to manage their cholesterol? Are there any other kinds of approaches?
Well, I think first and foremost, people need to understand their cholesterol level and what it means. And then the next step is always good lifestyle strategies, decreasing the amount of saturated fat, which are in processed foods and red meats and fried foods, increasing the amount of physical activity that they do. And then beyond that is having a discussion with their physician about pharmacologic therapies. And now we have both statin therapy, which has been around for a long time, and new non-statin therapy, which have been introduced over the past 10 years. So lots of different options, both lifestyle and pharmacologic therapy for managing cholesterol.
So am I a lucky one? I've been on a statin for maybe 15 years. And my cholesterol has been in the, 140s, 150s. Am I a lucky one?
It sounds like your total cholesterol is in the 140s to 150s. So that is a good number. And I'd be interested to know what the LDL or the lousy cholesterol is. Hopefully it's also nice and low.
It is. But I pay attention to it. And I think that also, would you say, is very, very key. I know we said besides the doctor, but do you suggest a blood test that gives you the LDL and you monitor that on an annual basis at least?
At least, yes. And also tracking it, because this is a dynamic number, and understanding how it's changing over time.
FH, your organization, Catherine, how do people get involved and learn more? And in general, are there some websites here that people can be on top of this most concerning, I'll call it a disease?
Yes, they can go to thefhfoundation.org, and we can connect them with FH specialists around the United States and a community of people who understand that condition. They can learn more about cholesterol. I think it's really important, and I want to thank companies like Esperion for helping to raise awareness of cholesterol more generally. Cholesterol doesn't sound scary, but I can tell you personally that having a heart attack is scary, and it is preventable in today's world.
There's the good news. Okay. Well, thank you both very much for sharing this important information, and stay well, especially during this time that we're all living. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.